If you have your Bible, turn tonight to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And he tells us how he got to where he was. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to preach tonight for just a little bit, if God will be my help on this thought. Building a house, 7 stories, with a basement. Amen. Building a house, 7 stories with a basement. Amen. As we look at this tonight and we can see Peter, and he's writing to us and he's laying this thing out here. And now Peter, he knows that his days are numbered. It's not going to be too long till the Bible says that he puts off this tabernacle that he had. And now Peter knows that he's going out of here. As he's going out, he's still praising the Lord. He's still thanking Him where God brought him from. He's still thanking about where he could have been, but where he is now. And he's looking at the future with a great aspect in his heart, realizing that things is going to get better over yonder. Amen. It don't matter how bad it gets here. Praise God, it'll be better when we get to heaven. We'll get to see the Lord Jesus as He is. He'll get to see us as we will be. Praise God. And not as we are now. Amen. You may think you're pretty feeble now. You may think you're not much now. But praise God, you ain't finished yet. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, one day in a little while, I'm going to be a finished product. I'll be presented to my Father, my Heavenly Father, by the God the Son. And boy, what a time that's going to be. I believe the Holy Ghost God's going to be there leading in the cheering of the choir, praise God, praise God for what He's allowed to take place in us. And we see God here as a magnificent God. He's able to do all things for all people. We see here, the Bible talks about in verse 2, that the multiplication of God, that the grace and peace be multiplied. That's what God does. He's the God of multiplication. Praise God, if you need it, ask for it, and God can supply it. God is our God, and God is a giving God, a loving God. He's a caring God tonight, who looks down upon you, and He looks down upon me, and He don't think a bit more about me than He does you. He's no respecter of persons. He loves every one of us with a godly love. Amen. Praise God. Never let nobody tell you as somebody don't love you that nobody don't love you, because I want to say here equivocally tonight that God Almighty loves you. Amen. Amen. God loves you. God loves me. God loves all these little youngins. God loves all the mamas and daddies, the mamas and papas, praise God. And He's promised He'd multiply, praise God. Grace and peace would be multiplied unto us. Not only is He a God of multiplication, but He's God of addition. He says, add to your faith, amen. Add to your faith. That faith could be built up and added to, praise God, for the glory of God. We preached or touched on that a little bit Sunday, and we need to have a strong faith, a faith that's strong in the Lord Jesus Christ, not in the world, not in you and I and our accomplishment, but what God Almighty wants to do for us. We need to add to our faith in what He's able to do that we can't do ourselves. Amen. Amen. God's able to do exceeding abundant above anything that we can hope or imagine. praise God, in this world. I'm glad He is that God of multiplication, but He is also that God of addition, where He adds to your faith. But He also says here that He's the God of subtraction. He said we're supposed to purge from your old sin, to be purged from our old sin, verse 9, to get rid of that old man that brings us down, that gives us a fit, that holds us back, submitting ourselves to God, resisting the devil so He'll flee from us. Amen. Praise God. That's what we're supposed to do. You say, well, preacher, how do we do it? We start out with the foundation. If we're ever going to have anything, any kind of relationship with God, we got to start out with the foundation. And now faith is our foundation. Faith is what we build on through the marvelous grace of God. We begin to build a foundation. I want to ask you a question tonight. How's your foundation? I believe sometimes we could tell about our own Christianity by the foundation that we have in Christ Jesus the Lord. I know a lot of folks have been brought up in church, have been in church all their life, but still, how is your foundation? You say, well, I was a mama and daddy got me up. They took me to church. Grandma and grandpa took me to church. But Brother Bill, how is our foundation? What are we building upon? What's the strength, praise God, and the fiber, praise the God, that we're building ourselves, their own faith on? Amen. What kind of foundation do we have? Amen. Well, we can build a foundation. We got to lay a foundation. Sound. The foundation has to be sure. And the foundation for you and me is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There is no other foundation on which to build. We have to build our foundation on faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Peter would say it in verse 5, it says, besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Amen. It said salvation, praise God, we got to have something that we build upon, and we got a foundation, praise God, that's got to be built upon. Yeah. Amen. Now, foundation, it's of a necessity that we have a good foundation. But if you've got a foundation, praise, and you never build upon it, what do you have? Just the foundation. I thought about this the other day when I was reading through this, and I got to thinking about the recession that we had back in 2008. And there was several places around the house where these fellows had went in and they bought property and they had dug and they had poured foundations and had the foundations done, and then the recession hit and it all just stopped. I'm afraid what happens is we get a foundation, we get saved, and we get found. We trust the Lord Jesus Christ, but our foundation, praise God, is not the finished product. Amen. We got to get a foundation. Foundation, let's be sure, but we got to build upon the foundation. I thought about that foundation as it sat there. And that one developed over next to Teresa's house, it sat there for about 5 or 6 years, nothing but foundations and maybe a few little old scrungy walls are sticking up out of it. And I noticed that the weeds was growed up around it and growing up through the foundation where there should have been some building going on, where there should have been some things taking place, but nothing was happening because the foundation was built. The foundation was poured. The foundation was sure. But praise God, nothing was happening on the foundation. Amen. Hold me not. Boy, this is a shouting message. Now don't go getting cold on me. Amen. Praise God. We got to lay a foundation. But once we get the foundation, praise God, we got to start building. Amen. We got to start building on that foundation. Praise God. But Peter said here, praise the Lord, he said we start out with the foundation because God multiplies. God's a God of addition, praise God, but He's also a God of subtraction. Amen. He said He multiplies what needs to be multiplied, He adds what needs to be added, and He takes away what you don't need. Amen. Now we get a foundation, praise God. Amen. What you got to do? What had to happen whenever the economy started getting better? Well, actually, what happened on this situation, there was a fellow went in and bought this property and started finishing what another man had started. Amen. I thought about that. If you look over in Luke, see if I can find it right quickly. Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14, he says this. He said, for which of you intending to build a tower? sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether you have sufficient to finish it. Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Peter says, listen, he said, we have what we need. He said, but if you intend to build, praise God, you need to sit down first and count the cost. Amen. It's going to be expensive to build. In the day and the hour and the world that we live in, amen, there's nothing cheap. But there's a God of heaven, praise the Lord, that owns it all anyway, and we just put our faith or trust in Him. He's able to supply all our need. Amen. He's good enough to even, Brother Lenny, sometimes He even gives us what we want. Amen. Way above, well, far above what we need. But he said, who, what man would begin to build and pour a foundation and not count the cost? Amen. Not what he was saying, praise God. If you're going to get in, praise God, get in to stay. Don't get in to quit. Get in, praise God, to lift up, to build up something for the glory of God. Amen. Said you need to get your list out and check it twice. Amen. To see where God, to see the power that God's got to put in your life, amen, so that you can build on that foundation of Jesus Christ the Lord, so that you can build up something, praise God, that'll be used for God's glory in the days ahead. It's not going to be long. Amen, we'll be there. Well, I don't know about you, but I want to have something to show for what I've done while I was here. Amen. I want to be there to lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God. I want to build a foundation. I want to build a foundation that's sure. But what happens when you build a foundation? Amen. And there's nothing takes place in the building. Amen. So we see that let a man that intends to build, let him sit down and first count the cost where they have sufficient to finish it. Now, in our Christian life, our spiritual life, do we have sufficient to finish the course that we're on? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm a Christian. You say, preacher, I love the Lord. Preacher, I'd like to see my family saved. Preacher, I'd like to see folks in the community get in. I'd like to see the church on fire for God. I want to ask you a question tonight. Have you counted the cost? What are you willing to put up? What are you willing to put into it in order, praise God, to see it finished? Amen. Glory be to God. Just get in there. Dig, praise God. We've got a foundation that's sure, glory to God. A foundation that's positive. A foundation that's steadfast. It's unmovable, glory to God. In Lord Jesus Christ, we're born again, praise God. We're somebody going somewhere, and we just need to build upon that foundation of what God's given us. Amen. Been to take this thing up, glory to God. Praise the Lord until it gets bigger and bigger and higher, praise God. You say, preacher, how do we do that? By just reaching down, praise God, to those that's low and pulling them up just a little bit further. Amen. So he can get in with you. Oh, so we can just praise the Lord and give God the glory and the praise that's due the Holy God. God's wanting us to build. Amen. He wants us to take count of what's going on. He wants us to look around and see the souls that's lost and undone without God. And He wants us to go to where they're at and bring them up out of that and get them on that foundation. I pray God show them the foundation that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. But He said you don't stop there, praise God. You just keep a building. Amen. Glory to God. When they got the working on them houses out there again, somebody come in. That one had defaulted. He just let her go. He said, I'm not financially able to shoulder the responsibilities to pay the payments and go the road, but pray God somebody else step up and say, hey, listen, there's a foundation there. I got to looking around and the foundations is solid. The foundations is good. Amen. Hey, glory. He said, there's a little bit of debris. There's a little bit of stuff that's come up. There's a little stuff growing up. Praise God. But he said, I get in there and I can root that out. Praise God, the foundation, sure, and I'll begin to build.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He said, just got to purge out some of that old stuff. Amen. They went in there, began to root around a little bit and got the... It really wasn't as bad as it looked. Amen. Listen, these things come up and they're really not as bad as they look. The devil likes to paint a big picture. Devil likes to paint an ugly picture. Praise God, I'm glad it's not as big as it looks, because it's not as big as our God. Our God's bigger than all the debris that's in this world. The bigger. Hey, He's bigger than the thorn bushes. He's bigger than the briars. He's bigger than the mud and the muck. Praise God. He's an almighty God who's able to remove all things. Praise God, from everybody, from every foundation, to make it pure, to keep it solid. Praise God, so it's a working flow.
Amen.
I don't know about you. Praise God, I like to see God a building on the foundation. Praise God, it does my heart good, Brother Larry, when you come in here and say, glory to God, Jesus is coming, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That tells me we got a foundation that's sure, a foundation that's steadfast, a foundation, praise God, that's been cleaned off. A foundation that's been found fit. Hey, glory be to God. The great inspector has done come along and he checked out the foundation. Hey, it may have been built a while. It may have been poured a while. But praise God, I'm glad that the great inspector, he'll come along and he'll check out that foundation. Amen. There's no flaws in that foundation. Amen. There's no corruption in that foundation. Them old boys got to looking around, they got to digging around, they got to clean out, and they got to them foundations. Amen. And praise God, they began to order materials. And they began to bring, what they had to do, they had to purge out and get rid of that old junk. They had to get rid of the stuff that's in the way.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, church, we got a whole lot of stuff that's in the way. There's a whole lot of debris in our life that's keeping us from getting closer to God. Amen. A whole lot of things that's hindering us and holding us back. But praise God, when we get that debris out of the way, then you can call up the one that's got all the supplies. You can call down to the storehouse. You can call down to the supply house. And you can say, good God of heaven, I need a truckload of this and a truckload of that. Amen. And he knows exactly, because the foreman on the job, the one that's what, hell glory, that's watching over the foundation, he knows exactly what's needed to build on that foundation, something that's sure and steadfast, that'll work, praise God, for your life and for my life and forever life, praise God, that'll come in contact with that building.
Amen.
Amen. So yeah, he called the old fellows, began to call the storehouse and said, And begin to place an order. Amen. You ever call in your order? I needed some lumber here the other day. Called out there to Summit Supply. Out there in Burnsville. It beats all I've ever seen. Now they got and this ain't a commercial for them, but they got better prices and better quality material. And they'll deliver it free. Amen. That's hard to beat. I don't even have to take my old pickup truck, hook a trailer to it, and go out there and fetch it to the house. I can just call them, praise God, say, this is what I need. And praise God, they'll pick it out for me. They'll load it up on the truck, praise God. They'll haul it down to the house, and they'll unload it, and they'll put it, hey, glory, they'll put it right where I need it. I want to say glory be to God. That's what we have tonight in the God of our God of heaven. I praise God. He knows exactly what we need. Praise God, when we call in the order, Brother Lynn, He's there to fill the order. Praise God, He's never made a mistake. Praise God, He gets her pinned down just right. And praise God, when He packs her up and He loads her up and sends her out, glory to God, it's always perfect.
Amen.
You can have glory to God. Somebody just shout for me. Amen. Well, glory! Amen! I'm glad we've got a God tonight that's able to supply the need, no matter what the need is.
Amen.
All you got to do is get on the horn, Brother Robert, and place the order. Amen. Praise God. Amen. They said, listen, preacher, I would, but you know what? I just don't know if I have the cause. I don't know if I can afford it or not. I want to say there's a God of heaven that takes care of the footers, takes care of the foundation, praise God. And he said, hey, listen, whatever you need to build on that foundation, glory be to God, it's free, praise God, it's free. It's done been paid for with a price.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So he takes the oil, he loads it on the truck, and he brings it. Starts heading it your way. Amen. Well, it's good when you get that call and they say, Mr. Massey, we're about an hour out. Amen. I like it when they call you and they let you know. Praise God that it's on its way. Amen. Glory to God. I like it when they, praise God, they had enough concern for you, praise the Lord, that they wouldn't keep you waiting and anticipating, praise God, but they'll call ahead, praise the Lord. Holy Ghost of God will speak to your heart and say, hey, listen, praise God, just go ahead and just rejoice in the peace, praise God, that it's on its way.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Unloaded her up, put her on truck, and it's headed your way. That peace that passes understanding. That peace that you can't even understand, Brother Junior. Praise God, when it seems like the devil's got a hold of you, it seems like he wants to drag you down into the pit, but God Almighty steps out of the portals of glory, and He sends the Holy Spirit of God down to your heart, and He says, peace be still, praise God. There's help on the way.
Yes.
Amen. That's what God does tonight. He begins to build a house. They clean that up. They call for materials. And then, praise God, the materials start to come in. Amen. Praise the Lord. That material, praise God, that list that you've made, that God's made for you. Amen. I'm glad that we've got a contractor who knows exactly what we need. I ain't as good as at making material lists as he is. Amen. Because I'm not always sure exactly what I need. Have you ever, Brother Junior, have you ever noticed that no matter what you're working on, you can go and you can plan and you can cipher and you can look and you can count and you can recount and double check. But when you get up there to the job site, especially if you're a long ways from the parts store, you get up there and you get started and you won't be working 5 minutes. You say, Dad, Jimmy, I forgot this. What am I going to do now? Got to go back down to the parts store. Got to go get some more supplies. But I'm going to thank God. The Holy Ghost of God knows exactly what you need to build on that foundation. And praise God, He sends it by the truckload, by the caravan load, by the tractor trailer load, by the rail car load. He just keeps piling it on and pouring it out. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost of God gets there. And He's the one that's over the job. And He takes those things as they're coming in. Praise God. And He's manifesting them in your heart and in your life. He's showing you where this goes. He's showing you how this fits. And praise God, you start putting it together according to His will and you come up with something perfect.
Yeah.
And it all starts fitting together. There's no missing pieces. Amen. That's what God can do. Now me, I'd have to go back to the parts house 10 or 12 times. Amen. Praise the Lord. Or have God just send it when you need it. I don't know how many times we've been working up here. Had projects going on, building going on, things going on, things happening. And we get to a point that we need one item. Say, we need it. Boy, if we had this, it would make it all right. Had no more and get it out of our mouth. Somebody will come in an old pickup truck, pull out that back here. And they, you get to looking at them, they say, yeah, so we're just getting right down there. We need this or we need that. And they say, I got it in the truck. Mm-hmm. Amen. I got it here in the truck. Praise God. When we was looking at buying and purchasing this land up here, me and Brother Jeff, we got up here and we measured and we looked and we pulled tapes and strings and everything else trying to find the points and try to find the corner pins of the property, and we couldn't find them nowhere. And Brother Jeff, we walked up through here, got to the point here, and Brother Jeff said, you know what? He said, what we're going to have, we're going to have a metal detector. The only way we're going to find these points out here is if we have a metal detector. He said, we're going to have to see if somebody's got one. Hey, man, we got to look and think and who we could call that might have a metal detector. detector, got up here on the Portage Ridge, looked down in the road, and here comes Steve walking up the road. Him and Tam, they was a-walking. He was a-walking with her, and he had, guess what he had in his hand? He had a metal detector. And glory be to God, he had it in his hand. He was walking up the road. The brother Jeff spied him down over the hill. He said, hey. He said, right? He said, we need that. Amen. He said, okay. He said, no, seriously, we need that. We're trying to find a pen. We can't find it. Without a metal detector, we'll never find it. He said, all right. Amen. So here he come up there and I met him. And we asked him, said, what are you doing? He said, I'm just going for a walk with her. And he said, as I come across the car porch, this thing was a-laying there, and for some reason, something said, just get that and take it with you. Amen. Glory be to God. But praise God, he listened to God. He picked her up off the shelf, brought her up the road, praise God, put her in her hat, and just a few minutes, glory to God, we figured her out. Amen. You say, preacher, that's just a coincidence. There ain't no such thing as coincidence. We serve a great big God. He knows what we need. Praise God. And He'll supply.
Amen.
Steve, to this day, still wonders about that. He said, I had no idea why I was taking that with me. So we're just going to walk down the road and back. He said, something said, just go ahead, just get that and take it with you. He did. And God used it, praise God. Amen. That's just how God does. But we sell Him short. Amen. Our houses are small. Our houses are ill-equipped, praise God, because we're not building on the foundation everything God wants to put in. Amen. He's wanting to add to it. I'm talking about a 7-story house with a basement. But the thing is, Brother Jeff, if we ain't careful, we get content with living in the basement. Amen. Those basements is on a solid foundation. You say, preacher, it's good that we build on a solid foundation. Praise God. If you don't, you're building on shifting sand and it'll sink. It'll wash out from under you. Amen. But praise God, when you start building, you get those blocks, get that foundation put in, praise God. That foundation, sure and steadfast. I want to say God's wanting to add to that. Amen. God's wanting to lift it up. God's wanting to make it bigger and better, praise God. Not only in your eyes, but in His. Amen. He wants to add to it. Amen. He wants it to reach up to the sky, praise God. Preacher, you saying, well, you think, you didn't think I done went after that old Cortez woman, just sure as world. They're going to tear our skyscrapers down, build them better. Amen. Build them without glass. Build them without steel. Make them high efficient. Amen. I don't know how they're going to make them high efficient. Praise God, they ain't got nothing to substitute what we've got. I want to say God's in charge, praise God, of the magnificence of this whole thing. And He lays her out. And them old boys begin to build that house. They got that foundation in. They got it sure. The great inspector's inspected. The materials is coming in. The materials is flowing in. Praise God, when the Sunday school teacher gets up to teach, when the choir director gets up to lead, when the singers get up to sing, praise God. You know what that is? That's the materials flowing in. They're flowing in from the throne of grace. They're coming down to me and you, praise God. God's a multiplying. God's a adding. Praise God. He's a taking away the bad. He's a giving us the good. Praise God. To go into our place. And He's filling us up to overflowing.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He's building something great for His glory. Amen. You and me. Did you ever think that God would consider you and I something great? Amen. He considers us a great work. A great work, a manifest work before God. Amen. So He begins to build her up. And He begins to put those things. He begins to add to those things, multiply those things, and begins to build that house floor by floor by floor. Amen. The materials keep coming. And as the materials come, they just keep adding. And boy, we get that section. Boy, it's looking pretty. It's looking good. And then we say, glory to God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your manifold blessing on old sinner like me. And God says, well, glory to God, he liked that. He said, let's just load up another cart and send it his way. Glory be to God. And God Almighty, he loads up another. And I praise God, I pulls you up under the pass by where the glory comes out. And he just says, open the spout and pour it out, praise God. Let them just rejoice in what I've got to give them. And boys, you rejoice and you praise God for all that he's doing in her heart, all that he's doing in her life, for the souls that he's touching, for lives that he's saving, praise God. God says, I like it when they act like that. And he just opens up some more and he pours out some more until you get to the point that you get so much on you that you can't stand it no more. Amen. Got the other day, I got to praising God, thinking about how good he was, and I got so tore up. I couldn't have said, Sue, if the hogs is eating me, Brother Larry. I just stood there and looked up to heaven and waved my hands like that, and the tears are rolling, and tears are flowing, just a thanking and praising God for being so good to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord. Peter said, he said, these manifold blessings. He said, God's a pouring them out. He's pouring them out for you, and he's pouring them out for me in abundance. But Peter says, listen, he gives us a warning like old Paul did. He warns us Christians. He said, don't stand still. He said in verse 5, he said, just keep adding. Just keep adding to. Keep a putting on, praise God. He said, listen, he said, there's no place to quit. Just keep adding to your faith. Keep adding and keep building upon the precious things of God, amen. Every day of your life, it gets sweeter and better. And as Brother Bill said, gooder and gooder. Praise the Lord. And you get so much glory to God and you can't praise him enough. Amen. You got to keep adding. Keep adding to it. Amen. We can't quit adding to the things of God. You say, we're not supposed to add to or take anything away from the Word of God. I didn't say nothing about the Word of God. I'm talking about adding to what God's got for us, adding to our life, these virtues, these things that God, that Peter's telling us about here. We need to be adding them to them, taking them on board, praise God, letting God multiply and add them, praise God. Let him subtract and take away that we don't need so he can give us that we do need.
Amen.
Amen. Peter said we need to be careful. We need to be vigilant, not to stand still, not to get caught napping. Amen. Verse 9, he says not to be... And not to be nearsighted. Amen. He said we need to be looking ahead. Now when those fellows got to working on those houses again, the materials got to coming in. They got to looking ahead. Amen. I can see as they get one cleaned up and got materials coming in for that one. Amen. Then they start cleaning up another and they get the materials coming in for that one. Amen. I want to say down at the house of God, Brother Robert, we got God's got us materials in our flow, and every time we come in here, they's good singing, they's good praising, they's good praising, they's good preaching, praise God. And we just see God just to add to it. Amen. He's bringing in the supplies for that other soul, for that other foundation. Praise God. I want to say God's constantly sending in the building materials, praise the Lord. We can keep adding and keep building, praise God. Paul said, don't stop, don't look back. Praise God. You keep looking forward. And he said, there's a whole bunch of them that can't see afar off because they're looking back. Man, I don't say we ain't looking back. We need to be looking forward. What God's got for us. Amen. You say, preacher, sometimes I just get so discouraged. Sometimes I just get, doubtful about things. That's what he tells us about here, not to get caught doubting. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, don't doubt your calling. Don't doubt what God's done for you. Don't doubt what God's called you into. Amen. God's called us into something, into Christianity. He called us into the most precious thing, praise God, that God could ever allow us to be a part of. He's called us into it. He's made us partakers of it. And praise God, we just surrender to it. And God will bless us and help us. Amen. Praise God to be that He'd have us to be. Amen. He said that we need to give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. Amen. You shall never fall. Praise God. He said, what we got to do is not doubt your calling. Realize, praise God, that God calls you unto salvation. Bible says Jesus came to seek and to save that was lost. He came to save old sinners. He came to pick us up, praise God, and not to throw us down, and not to knock us down, not to slap us around, but He came to pick us up, praise God, and to love us and pull us unto Himself, to draw us unto Himself.
Amen.
Amen. That's what God's trying to do. But we got to be drawn. That call and election, that's sure. That we know, praise God, in whom we have believed. And are sure He's able to keep that. Amen. That we've committed unto Him. That's what Paul said, but he said he warns us not to doubt the calling of God. Amen. Praise God. He said, you got to spare not the effort. Amen. Work at it. Realize, praise God, God's called you into something that's worth working at. It's worth praying about. It's worth studying, praise God. It's worth looking into. It's worth telling, praise the Lord.
Amen.
What God Almighty does, what God's called us into. He called me out of the world. Amen. He called me into the ministry. He called me into to being a child of God. Called me into Christianity. Birthed me into the family of God. Put me somewhere else, praise God. And we're building a house with a basement. 7 stories with a basement, praise God. Despair not the effort. Amen. Praise God. Just realize that the spiritual certainty, praise God, it produces stability. When we're certain of our spirituality, when we know that we know, praise God, that we love Lord Jesus Christ, we know that we've been born again. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I said, when you know your spiritual, I said, know that you've been born again. Praise God. Know that you've been washed in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, it gives you stability.
Amen.
So that as you build your house, amen, and you can go through these things. We ain't got time to go through all those again tonight. We've done it before. The virtue and the patience and all that stuff that He said we need. But when you build your house and you get to the top floor, and praise God, and you realize that that's 7th floor, amen. That 7th floor off the basement. Praise God that that's a that story, that house is built on none other than the love and the grace of God that's manifested to me and you. Praise God that we might manifest that down all the way back down to the foundation. Amen. That love, that charity, that love in action. Praise God that God's put into our hearts. Amen. So that we can build this house. Praise God, it can be built strong. Amen. Built from the foundation to the top. Amen. And He said, if it's built that way, He said, therefore, give diligence, make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. Amen. So if you build that house, if you build it that way, you don't have to ever have to worry about it falling in. Amen. You'll never have to worry about getting bad materials. You'll never have to worry about anything failing, praise God. But God Almighty will be there. So He'll stay sure and firm and solid, praise God, throughout the duration of your lifetime, praise God. And it'll be it'll be a house, praise the Lord, and that you can send off as an inheritance to your children.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, if we build a good house. Amen. Brother Junior can tell you, if you build a good house, you build it solid out of good stuff, and you start the foundation, you get that foundation. If you don't get that foundation, sure, you can forget it. It won't last no time. Because you know what happens? If that foundation cracks, there'll be weeds and things come up through that thing, frost and freeze, and the next thing you know, that thing will start falling apart. But you get that thing built up on a solid foundation, get that thing down below the frost line, where a little bit of cold weather, a little bit of cold feeling, praise God, comes along, it won't upset your house. Amen. But it'll be built upon something that's firm, praise God. And that house, amen, it'll stand and it will not fall. Amen. Praise God. It's a place, the Bible says in verse 11, He said, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What He says, praise God, we can build a 7-story house with a basement. And He said, it'll be a place where you can reside all your life. Amen. A place where you'll be pleased to reside. Amen. It'll be as old brother Plemons, you say, it'll be your haven of rest. Amen. Praise God. Brother Plemons has went over, outstripped us. He's went on to glory. Amen. Glory to God. But you build a house, you build a place, you build a solidness with a foundation, praise God, that can be your haven of rest. Praise God. Listen, Brother Rex said this is the church is his place of safety. It's a security place. Place of security. Amen. God said He'd build us a house. Amen. He'd build a house. He'd build us a building a house, a seven-story house with a basement. Praise God. And He said it would be a place of security. It'd be a place to reside. It would be your haven, place of rest. Amen. In Christ Jesus the Lord. If we'll just build on Him. It amazed me when them fellas got that old development. I mean, it was pretty ratty looking. But they cleaned it up and they built, and they some of the cutest little old houses in there now you ever did see. Pretty houses. Amen. They finished them several years ago, and now people's moved in, people's residing in them, they're living in them. And you know what? I'd have thought that them would never amount to nothing. I figured they'd have to go in there and doze them down. Sir. But you know what? They come in, they inspect the foundation, they got the foundation sure, and they begin to build. Amen. What we got to do, youngins, we just got to check. We got to inspect the foundation. Amen. Check, make sure the foundation's sure. And we just begin to build. Build up, build up. Just keep building up for the glory of God. Build up, praise God, till we get up. And we just keep building up to one day we just sail on out of here. Be with the Lord, praise God. Leave behind us a legacy, an inheritance, a heritage, so that they can look at us and say, well, look what Papa did. Look at what Mama did. Look what Granny did. Amen. They loved the Lord. Stayed with God. And boy, and look where they're at now. Amen. Because they can know. They can know the kind of house you're building. You know, our families know the kind of house we're building. They know exactly what we're building. They know exactly the kind of building that you're building. Amen. They know. Amen. So we need to be careful how we build. Amen. We need to be careful that we keep building. Building for God's glory. Helping where we can. Loving where we can. Encouraging where we can. Lifting up where we can. Scotching where we need to. Amen. All for the glory of God. Amen. Because He is the one that's got it, that's in charge of it all. He's the one that's in control. And we just need to submit ourselves to Him. Say, God, I've checked it out. I know what I need to build. And Lord, I need You. I need You to help me to build it, to make it what it needs to be. Bless your name. Stand with me.